you didn't hear, under the cover of darkness, kind of away from everybody, Michigan and Governor Whitmer extended the restrictions on restaurants, only allowing 25% capacity and placing a 10 p.m. curfew on restaurants through the end of next month, through the end of March. Some restaurants say it'll be the final nail in their coffin. And what I don't understand, this was signed on the 4th of February. People had to have known it. Nobody talked about it. It strikes me as it smacks of dishonesty to me. John McNamara is here, the Michigan Restaurant and Lodging Association's Vice President of Government Affairs. John, good to have you here.
Thanks for having me this morning. Great to be here.
Yeah, so first of all, how did nobody know about this until the last day or two?
So I think that's a fair question because we put it in our newsletter last week that it had been extended. The department, you know, we did have some dialogue with Health and Human Services, and you know their reasoning, at least they're saying their reasoning behind this was they needed to allow high school sports to get in 15 games to establish a record for postseason play, and restaurants are in the same order as high school sports. So, and then they did indicate.
Yeah, but did you know this on the 4th of February?
That's when it was signed.
But the National Federation of Independent Business knew.
We announced it last week. So we did not know.
Yeah. Right. Yes. Last week being the 12th of. Yeah, obviously you didn't. So here's the thing. Is there any science at all, John, to support this? I mean, restaurants are open in Indiana. Restaurants are open in Florida. Restaurants are open all over the country. And not with these
restaurants are not only open in Indiana. Indiana's hospitality sector has grown over the past year, while virtually every other one has lost. Michigan specifically has been the second hardest hit next to Hawaii in terms of jobs lost.
My God, there's billboards at the border with Indiana making fun of us. Naming Gretchen Whitmer as the business person of the year. What are you guys going to do about it? I mean, you cannot sit here and do nothing. What are you going to do for your members?
Absolutely not. So, you know, we earlier this week, we publicly released our plan for full reintegration, you know, metric-based, science and data-based. The department and the governor's office has had that for a few weeks, and we had been, you know, having some good dialogue on that. But then when you know, everything sort of exploded this week and everything became hyper-focused on this extension to March 29th. You know, we released
that. To hell with dialogue, John. We need action. And we don't need any more conversations. You have people that are losing their businesses. You have tens of thousands of waiters, waitresses, cooks, bussers, everything that aren't working, whose families depend on this industry to survive, and there is no justification for it. None. There's no science that backs us up. None.
You're right. And, you know, that's why in November, that's why we sued the Department of Health and Human Services. And unfortunately, you know, we lost that lawsuit. So, you know, where do we go from here? I think that's a great question. I think public opinion is turning. I think we're coming up on a year. I think everyone is sick of this. The rest of the country is open. And, you know, it's time to fix the dam capacity in Michigan.
Well, there's no question. You know, I was in a restaurant Saturday night, and I didn't even think about it. They came along at 9:30, said, you've got to be out of here at 10. I said, what do you mean? Oh, we have to throw you out. And they were serious. They said, we can't risk it because, and this is after, keep in mind, I went into the restaurant, sat down at a table, mostly family, and they said, sir, you can't sit here. I said, why not? Well, there's seven of you. I'm saying, what? You can't sit here. And they said, not us. We're not. And they said, listen, we're trying to do the best we can here. It is a staggering amount of regulations that these restaurants cannot survive with. There's got to be another avenue. I don't know what it is, John, but there's got to be another. You lost one lawsuit. File another one. I mean, I'm here calling out for the restaurants that are dying, the ones that are actually still alive, because we know between you and I, thousands are already gone, right?
3,000 plus have closed their doors for good.
Every day there's more. Every day there's more. Because at 25%, and for those that try to survive, and push the limits, they come and strip their liquor license, give them all sorts of health code violations. You know, the state is destroying forever. But the chain restaurants, they survive. You know, McDonald's isn't going anywhere and Panera isn't going anywhere, right?
No, so, they're not. And, you know, that is why we do have a legislative package moving in our mission to save hospitality 2.0. And it is no property taxes. You know, if you paid in 20, you'll get a rebate. No property taxes in 21. No corporate income tax. No personal property tax. No liquor license or food license fees for 21.
But so, you know, those
are all in motion. You know, we would to completely remove the tax on takeout. Completely. It's gone forever. If you go to get takeout, don't pay tax, because if you go get a prepared meal at a grocery store, you don't pay tax on it.
Yeah, it's outrageous. You know, good for Indiana, good for Ohio, great for Florida and Texas and Mississippi and states all over the country, but not Michigan. You know, we've got... I'm sorry, but I'm just going to use that. They're half-assed policies that have no financial or no actual basis in science. The financial ruin of people is everywhere, John. And I'm angry for the people that I know that own restaurants, you know, and for the people that have lost everything, that worked their lives to create something that's all been taken away from them, no fault of their own, and not based on anything except whimsical ideas that are wrong. You can go.
I agree with you. I don't, you know.
That's the end of my speech. I'm just angry.
It's absolutely terrible what's going on. And, you know, we will keep fighting every fight we can and use every avenue we can on behalf of this industry and on behalf of our 5,000-plus, members in this world. And, you know, the people who have been sort of forgotten in this are the hotel and banquet center spaces, because they have been impacted just as much as restaurants have in all of this. You know,
sure.
We had the Troy Marriott and committee, and you know, they're down something like 90%.
Sure. Well, if you host wedding receptions or high school graduation parties or college graduation parties or anniversary get-togethers, all of those things are gone. You know,
yep.
Those are the big thing. You know, certainly like wedding receptions from, you know, April through October. Those. Blown. 2020, people lost their entire budget that host banquet facilities, right?
Absolutely.
And it's never coming back. And it just seems to me that Gretchen Whitmer and her cohorts don't care. I mean, that's what it comes across. I don't think they care. Because if they did, they wouldn't secretly sneak it through on February the 4th. They would just come out and say, hey, here's what we're doing. But they didn't do that. And that by omission is dishonesty. That is being dishonest with the people of Michigan. John, I wish you well. I know it's a tough place. You've lost members because they're not here anymore. I have a lot of empathy for the MRLA. I support the Michigan Restaurant Lodging Association. I hope you guys do well. I hope you can find other avenues to put the pressure on and say, what are you doing? You're killing us here. But I appreciate you being here.
Thank you for having me today.
Thank you, John. Thank you.
Bye.
It's just not right what they're doing to people. They're destroying people's lives. Thank you, sir.
Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service. Provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
If I told you you could save hundreds of dollars on utilities every month and thousands every year, would you listen? A Well Connect, which uses your well water to heat and cool your home, can literally save you a pile of cash. If you're tired of freezing in the winter and boiling in the summer and didn't think you could afford to make a change, Well Connect will change your mind. Well Connect is a hybrid geothermal system that can reduce your heating bills to $600 a year and air conditioning for $50 a year. No, I'm not kidding. Well Connect will pay for itself and keep you comfortable the whole year. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. First, find out if your home is a good fit for a Well Connect. Second, schedule a free home visit. And third, get a WellConnect install. Call SGI today at 810-820-4604. Again, 810-820-4604. You'll be so glad you did.
Would your business survive a disaster? Nearly two-thirds of businesses aren't prepared for an emergency. And 40% of businesses that experience a disaster never recover. Make an emergency plan now before it's too late. For a free online tool that helps you develop an emergency plan to keep your business up and running should disaster strike, visit ready.gov/business. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, the American Red Cross, and the Ad Council.